Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I want to talk about the Fresh Gold this morning. The reason I want to talk about it is because it's on this weekend. And always happy to welcome Laura Gilson, who's CEO of the annual Fresh Gold competition and festival. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you very much. Great
and
to be
you're
back.
You're like myself. You've altered your appearance and you look terrific.
Thank you.
If I may say, you look fantastic. We were talking about this earlier on. I wanted to ask you a question. There's a saxophone on your thing.
Yeah.
Do you have people playing the saxophone?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Yeah,
all
we have
right.
a senior saxophone and junior saxophone competition.
Go away.
Yeah, part of the winter. They've been there for years and years.
I
and
never
years.
Knew that. Isn't that funny? I never knew. Because I still think it's one of my favourite instruments.
Yeah,
It is good. Yeah. Do you remember a song called Baker Street? We played it earlier by Jerry Lafferty.
Yeah, and the big
probably
sax
they
solo.
Say the most famous sax solo in the world. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, today is poor old Raphael Ravenscroft, the guy who played it. It's his birthday. God rest him. Mm-hmm. You have a book this year.
Yeah, we have a book every year.
Yeah, but this
it's
is like
bigger.
This is getting bigger, and heavier of all your events. It starts on the 7th,
yes,
running until the 15th, and you have a change of venue.
Yes, which is very exciting.
Yes.
So we have a bit of a change of structure. So
yes,
so
tell me more.
We had our school choir and orchestra competitions and the organ competitions back in just before Easter.
Springtime, yeah.
Because it doesn't suit school groups to go later in the year. But we had to change venue, and we need the sort of facilities that we needed were, we found the most fabulous campus at DCU All Hallows, which caters for all our requirements, and it's really wonderful. So we're moving there. We had to wait till after term time because that's in use up until the end of May.
Yeah, because it's kind of awkward for you for obvious reasons, as you say. You can't have the choirs, you got leaving cert today.
Yes.
And then you need a college but because of the space that it affords, and yet DCU is perfect for you because they're not dealing with the leaving cert, they're dealing with further education. So you've got all that going on, so it works for you.
Yeah, it works really
that's
well.
That's great.
So, we're really excited. So we have everything kicking off on Saturday.
On Saturday. Yeah. Now, listen, on Saturday, and you've addressed there from the patron, Michael D, God bless him, who's finishing up this year as well, of course.
I know, we'd love to find
him. It's just that he's so particularly impressive.
Yes.
I don't know how whoever comes will.
It's a tough act to follow.
Very hard. Yeah. And we say that, but it really is true. Now, listen to me. Your adjudicators, I noticed one, Stephen Bell.
Yes.
Is one of your adjudicators, known to us in here. As you know, he's the principal guest conductor with the concert orchestra here.
So he is going to be on the panel adjudicating the orchestral conducting competition.
Of course.
And that's the one. So I'll actually be back here for the finals on Monday.
Yeah.
But
because you're doing stuff across the way.
Because with the concert orchestra.
With the concert orchestra.
Yeah, which is very exciting. So he's joining us for that.
So when I looked at the list of stuff, my God, like it's just, it goes on and on, but you're starting on Saturday. What is Saturday then on the 7th? What happens?
Saturday we have our adult choir competitions, and we also have the preliminary round of our choral conducting competition. So that's a competition that we introduced last year in collaboration with Chamber Choir Ireland. So this is our second year of that.
Okay.
And we have some junior strings going on that day as well, and some junior piano. So we have a bit of a spread, and then it ramps up over the next days, and we incorporate the some more strings and some more vocals. We have a fabulous day on Sunday with musical theatre.
Oh, right.
We have junior musical theatre in the morning and senior musical theatre in the afternoon.
And you have choral conducting as well, of course, going on.
And we have
the
choral conducting finals as well.
You'll have hundreds and hundreds of people going around. That's what I always find about your thing, with the Fresh Gold. It feels, to an outsider, unwieldy, you know, because it's so big and so many people. And you must have people kind of with badges running around like mad things.
Oh, we have a great team of great team of volunteers.
I say
and
so.
I have to give them a shout out because we literally couldn't manage without them.
Well, you literally couldn't.
No, we couldn't. We just couldn't, because there's only two of us that are there on a regular basis for the rest of the year.
Yes.
And we have our army of dedicated volunteers, and they make sure everybody gets to where they need to be.
That's
they make sure that the competitions run on time and as they're supposed to run.
Yes.
And if anything goes wrong, it's the steward that comes and sort of
That's right. So and is in communication with other people who will fill in the gaps if necessary.
So it means that the adjudicators can just concentrate on what they have to do.
Anytime you've come in, we have forced you to, no money messing, forced you to listen to John McCormack. But John McCormack, we should explain again the significance of the count when it comes to the Fresh Gold.
Well, he was probably the first superstar, the first rock star, really, of his time.
The Bono of his day.
The Bono of his day. And he won the tenor gold medal back in 1905, I think it was.
It's fine, neither of us were here. It's fine. But that's who he is.
So he's one of the most celebrated musicians in Ireland.
And I think it's very important. I mean, you know, we should never forget those people who were, at the forefront of spearheading something that didn't exist prior.
That's right.
You know, that these people need to be lauded.
And particularly because he had an international, following.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very unusual, obviously.
And particularly for somebody from this country.
Yeah, well, that's, exactly.
All the way from Athlone.
All the way from Athlone.
Let's just remember, now this is going to sound like it should sound, if you know what I mean. Count John McCormack, Macushla, which has been sung by many of Mammy and Daddy over the years in this country, based on him. And I was saying to you before, and I said it before, Goldsmith Terrace is where he lived. My mother lived at Goldsmith Terrace as well, which is mad. And much later, that was our claim to fame, John McCormack. Anyway, there he is. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that's very important, and again, we're talking about the Fresh Gael here, and how you are funded and how you're put together, and you have a patron campaign.
That's right.
Which is clearly very important to your future.
Yeah.
And your present, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was in last year, we were talking about the precariousness of funding and how difficult it is to keep everything going. And thankfully, because of the RDS and because of a once-off grant from the Department of Arts, we're here in 2025 and we're flourishing. But looking ahead, we have to fundraise. We have to make sure that we keep the Fresh Gael going for future generations.
Yes.
So we're heading into our 130th anniversary in 2026. We want to make sure we're here.
Of course.
It would be terrible to fail at this hurdle. So we're launching our what we're calling the Patron Project. And essentially what that involves is that we're inviting whoever is interested in contributing as a patron of the arts to become involved. We're asking them to contribute €250 a year for 3 years, which we will then obviously we will invest into the organisation, but we will also offer free entry to a corresponding number of competitors. And we're hoping to attract some new competitors, maybe people who the FESH wasn't really on the radar, maybe for financial reasons, and this would remove that barrier for them,
right,
as well as maybe rewarding some of our loyal competitors that have been shelling out to compete at the FESH for many years.
We should make the point that in terms of the age profile of people who take part, what is it?
It ranges from 7 up to, 7 to 70,
but
really.
This is what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
It is wide open.
It is wide open.
Because sometimes I think there is an impression that it's only for teenagers, or it's only for 12-year-olds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there is that impression sometimes, and it needs to be said that no, it's actually open to everybody.
It is open to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, people tend to age out, the majority of people would tend to age out around kind of master's level.
Mm-hmm.
At the point where they kind of go abroad, say late 20s or whatever.
Sure.
But for most of our competitions, we don't have an upper age limit.
Which I think is brilliant.
It is.
You know, irrespective of how it turns out for anybody, I think the fact that there is no age limit it does really mean that it's all inclusive, and I think that's very important.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sometimes now. So if somebody's listening to us this morning and says, "I have a fortune in the bank. I know where I'm going to send it." Mm-hmm. Laura says, "Send it to where?" What do you do?
So on our website, feshkill.ie, we have a panel on our homepage. So we've made it as easy as possible for people to find out more information and get involved. And we have the wonderful Eileen Dunn, who needs no
introduction. She's very trustworthy, Eileen. She told me to tell you. Eileen's fantastic. Yeah.
She's recently joined our board.
Oh, very good.
And she's spearheading this this campaign for us.
Okay.
So you'll see a beautiful photo, a lovely video, which outlines exactly what we're trying to achieve and gives all the information there, Eileen, in terms of how people can get
Eileen
involved.
Eileen is very, she's very together, she's very good, and she's a very good person. And apart from anything else, she'd be very able, I suspect, to do what you need her to do.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful.
No, she's great. And I think she's listening in this morning. I told her I was coming on.
She's a great crack as well. She's great crack. I like Eileen very much. She's a Clontarf girl, you see.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And we're moving to the north side. It's really because of Eileen. We decided we'd just make things easier for her.
An Eileen Dunn cup you'll have to have now. That'll be the next one. One of the things, we were involved earlier last year in the Frank Maher bursary, and there is a girl who plays piano, astounding musician, and she's known to you. Eileen Sun.
Yes.
Who is a multiple prize winner. She's actually doing the Leaving Cert this year. And
I can't believe she's only doing...
I know.
She's only like 18 or something.
I was chatting to her. We were discussing how many A's she hoped to get. Like, she talk about an achiever. Mm. She's an astounding musician.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And incredible. I think... And she's a Fresh Gold winner.
Yeah. She's been competing with us for years. I don't think she's competing this year. Probably because of the Leaving Cert. Otherwise, I'm sure she would be.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Be a doctor by the summer. Summer's out. This is just to give you a taste. Now, this, can I just say, and I think this is important to make the point, we're playing this as an example of Eileen Sun's wonderful piano playing, be it at Fresh Cule or Frank Maher Bursary, but also just to show you how good some of these musicians really are. And also not to frighten anyone off, because that's the other thing too. Someone hears this and think, oh, well, I'm not going there because it's too good. But you have all manner of standards and all manner of people coming forward, and that's a great thing as
well. We do. I mean, Eileen is at the, you know, at the incredible end of the spectrum. And, you know, the standard is very high. And, of course, we want to maintain a really high standard and have people aspire to that.
Of course.
But, yeah, don't be frightened.
Don't be frightened. Don't be frightened of the horses. Wait to hear this. It's gorgeous. Thank you. there she is, Alien Sun, playing with a lift. That Campanella G sharp minor. We actually we did put out that the footage. I think we did put out some of that footage. We do it again. But there you are. That's the standard. I mean, people are just.
That's so. Where practice will get you.
That's where practice. You think? Now I know you're based in the NCH, aren't you?
That's right.
In Elsford Terrace. That's where you live. Yeah. When's the gala concert? Now when is this happening?
The gala concert.
Because that's back to the NCH.
It is. Back on the main stage on Monday the 23rd of June. So it's quite kind of hot on the heels after the end of the competition. Fest itself.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's great because we'll hopefully be able to build on the momentum of the competition. So it's Monday the 23rd of June and people might be at a loose end on a Monday in June.
Yes.
They might like to come along.
Yeah.
And what we'll have a selection of some of the most outstanding winners. So we'll be keeping an eye out over the course of the competitions and we'll be cherry picking some fantastic.
But you'll have
musicians.
Piano players, you'll have a choir, will you?
Yes, we're hoping to have a choir. We'll have representatives across all the disciplines. So we'll have strings, we'll have wind, we'll have brass.
You'll have a conductor. Because of Stephen Bell. We'll have a conductor.
We'll ask Stephen to come along and keep everything on
track. Bring your winner. Stephen can watch them again. So in other words, in terms of gala concert, it is like a variety concert.
It's a variety show.
And that's very important to remember.
Yeah.
And that's open to everybody, isn't it, if people want to come?
Absolutely.
And now it's on Monday 23rd at 7:30 mm-hmm. and it's nch.ie if you want tickets.
nch.ie for tickets.
That's perfection itself.
There at the moment.
Now, I just remembered when we were chatting there that Arine, of course, was a Fish winner
mm-hmm.
when he was singing with the choir.
Yeah.
And he went on to spearhead, it's been said, spearhead the choir for Riverdance, who have a big celebration on at the moment because it's 30 years on. Yeah. Oh, yes, he's fantastic. Hugely, hugely important. He told me to tell you. he never brings the medal, though. Do you still get the medal?
Well, not everybody in a choir would get a medal.
No, because there's too many.
There'd be too many. Yes. But yeah, with loads of cups.
The gold mine
so
would be empty.
Many, so many cups. And the individuals still get the medal, yeah. They
still get the
gold medal and a silver medal for second place.
What a great thing to have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's the same design. I don't know if you ever saw the old design of the James Joyce medal that he won.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of design,
that's
which is fantastic.
Lovely. Yeah. How lovely. Well, so thank you for coming in. And I wish you well. The book is like War and Peace. Weight of it. It just goes to show how much is going on. And if anybody wants to find out more, all you have to do is go on to Fresh Gold. Well, it's www.freshgold.ie.
That's it.
And that's all you need to know.
And I might just mention as well that the programme, that book, is available if people want to buy it. It's available from Music Maker in Exchequer Street.
Okay.
If anybody just wants to get it.
Keenly priced.
The best €10 you'll ever spend.
Right.
Otherwise, we'll be selling them at the Fresh Gold
when
people come along.
As well as there are other books, but this is yours.
This
Thank
is
you
one.
For joining us, Laura.
Thanks, Marty.
Cheers.